The piece that I wrote is called A Call to Action. So, Harper, tears don't seem to stop streaming down my face, so I'm not even going to say I'm not gonna cry. So I'm anxious, I'm angry, I'm sad, I'm tired. In the past, I really tried to ignore or control those feelings, but I've since learned that they're a gift. Jesus got tired, Jesus wept, Jesus got angry. They're gifts from him, and they're signs that we are human. And today they're reminding me that we're called to carry each other's burdens in Galatians 6:2. 200 years of legalized slavery, 89 years of legalized segregation. Here we are 66 years after that, still fighting for equality. Beatings, lynchings, racists, and oppression are not a thing of the past. They're evolving, and we should evolve too. In Galatians 6:15, what counts is whether we have been transformed into a new creation. In Jesus, we are transformed. So what if instead of standing still and complacent as a new creation, we wake up and set different intentions, intentions for action. If we claim not to be racist, we need to act like we are not racist. Jesus was a man of action, not just sound bites and anecdotes. Jesus wasn't white. Jesus was not a man of quiet acceptance. Jesus saw injustices and inequities. Jesus protested. Jesus saw what was inside of people, and Jesus called them out. Can we be a new creation in how we put the gospel into action? He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6:8. Isn't it our job, if we call ourselves Christians, to share with others the message of their value, to share that they are loved and worthy? Or is it easier to point fingers? What did they do to get themselves in that position? Why are they protesting? Is fighting violence with violence the answer? Does the gospel simply mean that we're near God? Or is it also reconciliation? In order for reconciliation, there needs to be action. That idea of one race. As believers, we know that someday all will be resolved. All tears will be dried. We're not there yet. So what do we do right now? Check on your friends and family members of color. Ask them how they are. Honor them. Tell them that you see them. Tell them that Jesus will dry their tears, hold their broken hearts and tired bodies. They can have hope through him. They are worthy, they are loved, they are valued. Engage in conversation with your sisters and brothers of color. Read books for yourself or with your children by people of color. Become friends with or follow people on social media that don't live, look, sound, or act like you. Educate yourself. Try to understand their fears, concerns, hopes, and dreams. Do the hard work and the research without relying on them. Don't pat yourself on the back for being called honorable, saintly, accepting thanks and appreciation when you share the message, when you share your messages and words of support. Give credit to people of color. Their voices should be louder than yours. They are not carrying the burden. They are carrying the burden, not you. Don't post pictures of acts of violence or videos of acts of violence against them. 355 years of fighting for equality and counting. If the message of the gospel is that we all belong to God together, no separation, no difference, stand up for our brothers and sisters. We want to act like Jesus. We want our hearts set on fire for each other's burdens because we're not there yet.